Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They see me rolling. They hating.
This is one of those phrases that
riding dirty
transcended.
Oh, riding dirty?
Yeah.
Riding
dirty became a very popular phrase just in general.
Yes.
Like, my mother-in-law will still use that phrase. Yeah, we were riding dirty.
What the hell?
Like, I don't think you were.
Hold on, what the hell?
I don't think you were.
Is Julie and Jim like transporting like moonshot or something?
Nah, that's ballin' ass Barb. She's the one trafficking. No, like Julie will forget her, put her seatbelt on or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I was riding dirty. I was like, that's not what that means, but that's all right. It's all right. That song brought that phrase to a whole different genre of people. And
okay.
That's okay.
Oh my God. I'm trying to picture Julie.
I was riding dirty.
Yeah, with her voice saying riding dirty. Yeah.
I guess technically
breaking the law, driving around. That's right.
Almost. Yeah.
Hey, man, you know, one of my favorite shirts I wear is my shirt that says Georgia Dad on it because my daughter obviously goes there. I just saw Gordo with his shirt on, said Morehouse Dad.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool because his son Reese goes to Morehouse. And I just thought about my kids then. I was like, because I got a call from one, I'm not going to say which one. They were like, Dad, I want to get something. Can I get somebody to get them? I was like, what you want? They want some jeans. All right. I don't even know the name of the jeans, but they got holes in them already. And it's okay, whatever. How much it costs? Like, no, I'm not buying that. They got holes in them. Now, I wore trendy jeans, but I never wore anything with holes in them and anything, Andy. And so that made me think, and I was, oh, God, I sound like the old-ass dad then. I was like, do you know what it was like to have holes in your jeans? Yo, grandmama had to put patches in my jeans.
Yeah.
And I thought about you, and I was like, because I know we both, you know, raised in similar means of parents when we were growing up. Did your mama iron patches in your knees, too?
I had some patches in
okay.
My jeans.
I was like, yeah. Dude, but I just felt like the old dad when I said, I was like, yo, you know what your grandma had to do?
Yeah.
That girl always said, when I had holes in my jeans, that wasn't a cool thing. Grandma used to have and you got Joan even worse. You were better off having the damn the holes in your pants.
Yeah, because holes in jeans were cool by the time I got to like the age of trying to do cool stuff.
Yes.
It was like the grunge era in Seattle.
But growing up.
But I wasn't trying to do that.
Yes, mama used to put them patches in your knees, man.
Yep, not
I was like,
good.
You ain't lived until you had them.
Yeah. No, I know. It's, you know, it used to be like, you know, my dad did construction his whole life, and he would get like a couple new pairs of jeans for Christmas,
right?
And then he would wear them out until they got holes in them, and then they became, those were house jeans.
Right.
And then the work jeans were the new ones that he would get for Christmas, right? And then they would sort of work through, and then eventually you'd get a hole so bad in it that you couldn't wear them anymore, and you couldn't replace it, and then they would, well, my dad would make them into cutoffs.
Jean shorts, yeah.
Yeah, which...
Hell yeah.
Luckily, over the years, the cutoffs have lengthened.
Right.
Like, now he'll at least wear them down to his knees.
Like, he was having... What? Dude, hold on. Mr. Buck was showing off quad?
My dad. I've got a video of my fifth birthday, and my dad, like, rented a camcorder and had it, and he's behind it most of the time. But at one point at the end of it, he comes around it. Maybe he's going to grab another beer or something like that. He comes around the other side of the camera, and this man has cut-off jeans on where you can see the pockets.
Look like some thongs. Huh? Yeah. Oh, like he's a hot girl spring breaker?
Yeah.
His
jean shorts were cut so short. And I'll give him credit. My dad was, he was in phenomenal shape for a man in his late 30s.
Oh,
like
no,
six-pack and all that.
Mr. Bunk was looking like he was on Daytona.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was the late 80s. I don't know. Maybe that's what people were doing. I don't know. I don't know if that's what they were doing or what. But I couldn't believe it. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, if you look like that, that's what you would do too. And I was like, fair enough. Fair enough. Because I don't. And I guess I don't know, I guess I wish I did, but I don't think I would wear jeans that. But anyway, yeah, that's what they would do. That's what that was the life cycle of a pair of jeans in the Bunker family.
Wow. I was like, man, please. Bunker goes, Mr. B out there looking like he had spring break. But
yeah, he was.
I was like, damn, I sounded old then. I was like, you know what your grandma has, dude? I had holes in my jeans.
Yeah, but you're right, though. I'm not going to buy you clothes that are pre-holed up.
Yeah, like what, for that price?
How much?
I ain't going to tell you.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, hold on. How do you ask? And I know you're my child, and I'm proud of you because I said you go to college, daddy will take care of it, all those different things, but they still got to have a job and all those things, right? But damn.
200? Wow.
I don't got no pair of jeans. I mean, yes, no. I take that back. Yes, I have a closet full of those jeans. But you understand why I have those jeans.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the Patriot.
Yeah. I didn't ask anybody for those.
I still get my Levi's from Costco. Dude. They fit good.
Dude.
They fit good, but yeah.
Man, please.
You can get those for a size. Like, Costco Levi's, $39.99.
When I touch your damn home.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
All right, let's get to a college football corner. All right. Looking ahead to some of the games on Saturday, we talked about the three ranked matchups, Texas Tech, Utah, big noon kickoff, actually 10 a.m. in Utah, which sucks, but that should be a fun one. Auburn and Oklahoma, that's at 3:30, and then the night game of the ranked matchup games, Illinois and Indiana. Some other fun ones, too. Syracuse is not what they were last year.
No, they're not.
But they're going to Clemson, and obviously Clemson needs that one.
Clemson needs this. I'm going to go back real quick, Andy, to the top games. Like, are those three games show us what you got games?
Yeah, I think so.
Between all of them?
I think.
Because they're all unranked. I mean, I'm sorry, undefeated. They're all undefeated.
I think the three winners of those games all make a pretty good statement.
Okay.
I still, no offense to Oklahoma or Auburn. I mean, somebody's going to win that game, but I don't think either one of them are going to win the SEC.
Right.
I think Utah and Texas Tech, whoever wins that game,
is a leg up in the Big 12.
Pretty good statement in the Big 12. I also don't think the winner of Illinois and Indiana is going to win the Big 10, but I think that would go a long way for Illinois.
Yes.
Because they're still, they're still kind of relatively anonymous.
Huh.
I know Luke Altmyer played really good in that Duke game, and they beat the hell out of Duke. Credit to them.
Remember, that was when we were talking about that game, because it was like a two and a half.
Yeah, that was
like
a small spread,
right.
and they won that game by like 25 points. So that was a good one. And then obviously Indiana having the year they had last year, and so I think that would be a good win for Illinois too. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, what are you of those teams – what's a win gonna like? How far are you willing to go?
I think I like we said about the Illinois thing because I think that's everybody's a pause on them. Obviously, Oklahoma, can they keep that momentum going after beating Michigan? I'll go back to you. Which Clemson? Clemson needs it. Clemson needs to look good.
Yeah,
they need to look good against Syracuse in this game. The South Carolina, South Carolina went from 11 to unranked.
I know.
You know, and what's the status on Lenoris?
Yeah.
Is he going to play in this game? I thought the game.
When Missouri's playing pretty good.
And that
Missouri's favored by 10.
That quarterback's
that
playing
game.
Good, too.
Yeah, Bo Prabula's playing really good.
The battle of the Columbias.
Mm-hmm.
And Miami in Florida. I thought the game was at the Swamp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was in the Swamp. If it's in a Swamp, I feel better for Florida for some whatever reason. I know they just got their ass handed to them again. And they really didn't get – he threw five interceptions, and they were still in the game.
Yeah, no, I think the Florida's defense is really good.
Yes.
And they kept them in that game against LSU.
Yep.
Obviously, your quarterback, those five picks, you're probably not going to win. This is the – I'm looking at that one extra,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Because this is the one where if Miami really is what people are trying to start saying that they are.
They're going to demolish Florida.
Yeah, then they win that game and they win it convincingly. But if they're the Miami of the Mario Cristobal era, maybe this is one of those ones where they stub their toe.
Yeah.
Now, they're better. I'll give them credit for that. Their defense seems legit through the early part of the season. Carson Beck's playing really well. Like they got players on that team. They might have the best offensive line in college football.
Martin, it looks Chris like Ball special
yeah, early in the year.
Yes.
And if they really are that, then they win this game kind of like they're not going to do what they did to South Florida, but
right.
they did a great job there. And we didn't talk about this earlier this week. Coming off the weekend prior where so many of those games were interrupted by weather.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami-South Florida game had a two-hour weather delay.
Yes.
Miami came right back out and
just
kept kicking ass like they were doing beforehand. No, I don't know. I'm not going to pick that one when we do our picks tomorrow, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if Florida makes that game interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think just because of the defense. Yeah. That is the thing. I saw another one. Obviously, we talked about the Apple Cup already. Arizona State isn't off to the start that we thought they would be. Mm-hmm. You know, losing Scottaboo was big because Scottaboo was the engine to the team.
Yep.
You know, and losing him, I thought Levitt being coming back. I did delete the app, but I think I have him on my
You don't. I've got him on mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there it is right there. I don't even know. Are we playing this weekend?
No, I'm not. I'm playing John the Miami fan this weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're Michigan State at USC. People are, like, really high on this USC team.
They're trying to be.
They're trying to talk themselves into the Trojans.
It's a classic USC start where they haven't beaten anybody, and people are like, they're playing good. Yeah. Are they? Because all their games are at 11 p.m., and I don't think you've watched any of them. But maybe they are. Maybe they are. They've got Michigan State at home this weekend. They've snuck into the top 25. I think people are trying to talk themselves into USC because that's the only big win that Notre Dame would have left on their schedule if they were to beat them and they were ranked high.
Yeah.
Because you know how the Notre Dame industrial complex likes to function.
Yeah.
By the way, Notre Dame's going to be 7-2 and be ranked in like the top 15 again.
They're always going to happen. And they're 0-2 and ranked top 25.
Yeah, right. So they'll be right back in it. Yeah, they'll be right back in it.
And then obviously we mentioned it because of the bet, but Michigan at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Nebraska needs this one.
I don't think Michigan's that great.
I don't
think they're
either.
Okay. They're okay.
I don't think they're
that. They're young. They're young.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can watch all the games on Paramount Plus and NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games every Sunday, all season long, starting at $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And Tulsa King's coming back. I'm going to keep mentioning it.
Oregon State play Saturday too.
Oh, that's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be a tough one.
Is old boy still the quarterback at Oregon State? Mm-hmm. Jefferson?
No, Malik. Malik Murphy, I believe, is the quarterback there. I believe. They're going to get – it's going to be a bad one.
And Dan about making statements now.
Yeah. There's going to be a loud statement in that one, I think. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this one. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.